Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Today's stories, rules and regulations that limit startups, and how to know if you're ready to launch a small business. Those stories after this. Looking for the next place to grow or expand your business? Why not look to the state that went from 49th to 10th best in corporate business income tax, where 2,000 burdensome and unnecessary regulations were eliminated over the past 5 years, and is now home to the 6th best entrepreneurial climate. All this and more awaits you in the state of Michigan, the state that should be the number one choice of your business. Go to MichiganBusiness.org to learn more. When you land at the airport, all you want is a ride home or to a hotel, right? Yet that's one of the few places in some cities where Uber, Lyft, and other ride-sharing services aren't available. It's a story of hurdles for some small businesses and startups. In fact, at roughly a quarter of the country's biggest airports, those services aren't available. That doesn't mean people and drivers don't find ways around the rules that ban them. Here's Wall Street Journal airline writer Scott McCartney. Scott, what's going on here?
It turns out that airport pickups are very heavily regulated. And in some airports, a taxi service may have a sole provider contract. Washington Dulles is one of those. But taxis and limos in general have to comply with a lot of regulations. There's licensing and permitting. There's, in some cities, fingerprinting and background checks on drivers. And there are also fees involved, and this gets to kind of the heart of the matter, that every time a taxi picks up somebody at an airport, generally the airport gets paid $2 to $4. The highest I saw was Minneapolis at $6.
Wow.
a trip. So that's a lot of money for the airports, and the taxi drivers don't want to lose the business, the limo drivers don't want to lose the business, and the airports don't want to lose the business. But what Uber and Lyft have done is very aggressively in the last 2 years or so negotiated their own deals with many airports.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal airline writer Scott McCartney. His piece is called "You Can't Take an Uber Home from These Airports," talking about where these ride-sharing services are not allowed. So what are the big airports where this is a no-no?
Atlanta is the biggest, and that one's somewhat controversial. Uber is serving Atlanta, but the city has they're basically in violation of, as best I can understand it, a violation of city council rules. The city council was supposed to approve a deal. Their deadline was July 1st, but it's been postponed. So there's not a legal way to provide basic Uber service in Atlanta, but they're doing it. Lyft is not. Boston, Orlando, Detroit, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Honolulu, Tampa, St. Louis, those are all cities where the airport said, no, they can't do it.
Thanks, Scott. Wall Street Journal airline writer Scott McCartney. Coming up next, fundamentals for launching your own business.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Anyone can become an entrepreneur. But how do you go about putting your idea or plan into action? Correspondent Sean Griffin has details on some fundamentals you need to get started.
According to allbusiness.com, it starts with a good, unique idea. Most ideas are inherently bad to start. Only after you make adjustments to your original idea do they start to come to fruition. Second, having experience as a manager or supervisor will certainly give you a leg up. Also, having good financial understanding. Make sure your finances are stable enough to help get you through the first few months. 4. A well-thought-out financial model which answers the question, how will your business make money? And a business model which accounts for how your businesses will grow over time. While it may seem like a lot of work now, the amount of time you put in could eventually pay off. Gordon.
Thank you, Sean. Reminder, by the way, Small Business Report can be found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com, as well as places like iTunes and SoundCloud. Also, if you'd like to share your small business story, I want to hear it. Free publicity for you, inspiration and tips for others. Email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.